One of these days, like, you gotta just not edit in music and just let people hear us go.
I could do that.
I think we both busted out some pretty good ones right there, so this might be the week.
Okay, so we're recording. So yes, I'm going to say, hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick.
I'm Ryan.
And welcome to the Elite Custodios Podcast, weekly episode four for March 27th, 2011. So anyway, let's talk about some games. We have some games of interest, of note.
I hear that you have like a million topics for us to go through, and I've got like one thing to talk about, so you can start with one of yours if you'd like. Let me just say beforehand, we recently started a new recording schedule where we're recording earlier in the day. So if we sound kind of it's because of that. We're still getting used to this shit.
All right, so I got my copy of Aspro back from Jesse recently.
Yeah.
And I started playing that again. And I already beat that game. Like, story mode done. I can't get out of the animus anymore.
Oh.
And I put another, like, 5 or 6 hours into it last night. So, there's some stuff in that game that I missed.
Yeah.
I finally got all the feathers.
And Secrets now I'm looking, from the future?
I'm looking to get all the Borgia. I never got... I got the first one of those Subject 16 clues after I beat the game. Like, I never found any of them during my main play.
Awesome. I didn't even know that was a thing. I was just saying Secrets from the future.
No, yeah. It's like Subject 16 left, like, secret, corrupted, hidden nodes. So it's like, you gotta, like...
Oh, some right. Landmarks. I remember finding those in 2.
Yeah. Oh, there's more in Broho.
And, like, they just flash pictures of shit, and it's like, what's going on in this picture? And it's like, George Bush's hamburger is actually an apple of Eden.
Well, I mean, it's not just like that. It's like little, like, puzzle-solving sequences. It's all like, here's a picture and a quote, but the quote's all messed up, and now we're going to spin and mess up this picture. When you put it back together, the quote will be correct. And then it's all like, play hot and cold so you can, you know, see a little video of, like, a little girl face that's really creepy and one word over it. Like, I've gotten 3 so far, and it's blank the mer.
In the second one, you got to see Adam and Eve do parkour.
Oh, jeez. That sounds awesome. I gotta get on that second one. But so, okay, the important thing, what I really missed, is that you can throw weapons.
Huh?
Like, I just thought it was very satisfying when, you know, you disarm
somebody.
You hit
people with a hammer?
Well, when you hit somebody with a broom. Broom uses the hammer motions and noises.
And noises?
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I have this broom, clong.
And it just ring like a bell.
Yeah, it's great. But so when you, it's like super satisfying when you disarm somebody and you kill them and their friends with his own weapon, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I was looking at the Chivos. Ugh, I hate that word. I was looking at the achievements, and one of the achievements is, like, throw a heavy weapon over 10 meters and kill a guy. And I was like, you can throw weapons? So I was like, all right, this guy has a spear. What happens? How do I throw stuff? Okay, I hold down X button. What happens when I hold down X? And then he just throws a spear and kills somebody. But then it gets...
Dang.
But it gets better. So I was like... Well, it said a heavy weapon, so maybe it's not just the one. Let me try it with other ones. I tried it with, like, the axe and the mace and, you know, nothing doing, bro. And then I picked up that hand and a half sword that's, like, the biggest sword in the game. And I was like, well, what happens if I hold it here? And he just, like, holds it over his head behind his back. And I was just like, so he's going to, like, big slash, right? Then when you let go, he just flings it. And it tumbles end over end through the air. And it's great, because you cannot wing somebody with a thrown weapon. It's either you miss them or it embeds in their head. There's no in between. It's kind of like Samurai X that way.
Oh, okay.
But that's like all I do now.
Did you get him right in the Corpus Colosseum?
Yeah, I got him right in the. So yeah, I've been playing a bit more Aspro, and that game continues to be good even after the end game, I suppose. Or is it... That was... Okay, so...
You're in the end game now.
Well,
it's
yeah.
It's like Pokemon.
But, you know... That's another thing with me and definitions, because, like, I'd say I'm in the end game. Jesse's in the Pokemon end game. Does World of Warcraft have an end game? I don't think so.
I think people refer to, like, once you hit 80, and you're just, like... You know, rating for gear rather than levels and stuff, that's the end game.
Yeah, but I thought the idea was, like, you do that and then you go fight, like, all the rest of the bosses in the world, and that's kind of really the point of the game, not so much getting to level 80.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So. But that's, like, the thing. They want more money, so they shouldn't have an end game, because the game shouldn't end for them.
Well, it doesn't end, because they keep, you know, adding expansions that raise the level cap.
Level crap, yeah, I hate that shit.
And, like, add more gear that's just like, okay, well, I mean, I have all this stuff that I raided for, like, 3 months to get, and now there's a new zone, and I punched, you know, a demon badger or whatever, and, oh, he dropped better gear. Well, fuck me.
But, okay, so, in sort of the video game sense of it, do you think... that an end game is, like, the climax, the denouement, or both?
It's like, I don't think either of those are apt words to describe this thing. It's like, you've gone through this journey, and now that this journey is ended, here's, like, a slightly different game scenario.
Like the Master Quest?
Well, no, it's like, you know, you got Pokemon, and, like, you go through the whole thing, and it's a structured experience where it's like, okay, gotta get the next gym, gotta get the next gym, gotta get the next gym, okay, I got a new HM, I can surf now, gotta get the next gym, okay, the Elite Four, okay, I'm the champion, now what? Well, now you can just do whatever you want, now you can build whatever the fuck Pokemon you want, you can play around, you have access to all the Pokemons now, it's the end game.
Hmm. All right, anyway.
Okay.
I mean, because what's your thing? Because I still got more things, but I don't know if any of them are yours.
No, go with your second one first. We got to have a balance.
Okay. Because I was going to talk about, I guess, in the idea of things I've been doing lately. I've also been playing Hot Pursuit.
Yeah.
That game's fun.
Yeah.
Like, the way... Now, I consider myself a bit of a burnout queen as you are.
say that again?
A queen as you are. You know, like somebody
one
who
more
knows
time.
A lot about a queen as you are.
A connoisseur?
Yeah, you know. Because it's like this. There was Burnout. Then there was Burnout 2. And Burnout 2 was a little better than Burnout. Then there was Burnout 3, Takedown. Burnout 3, Takedown was awesome. And then there was Burnout Revenge, a.k.a. Burnout 4 Revenge. That one was more awesome. And then there was Burnout Dominator, which I guess is like Burnout 5. But, you know, like from 3 through 5, they all held the same idea of like, here's a big list of events... Get gold on all of them, and then you will have 100%.
Where's Black fit into this?
Black was a side story of Burnout Revenge.
Okay.
If you look closely at some of the backgrounds in Black, you see cars going by. That's
clearly.
That's how it's in the same universe.
Okay, makes sense.
But you know, and then Burnout Paradise happened, and Burnout Paradise had its own like. Well, we're going to focus on the online. It's open world. You can go around. When you go online, there's going to be, like, goals for everybody to achieve, whether it be, like, meet up at the stadium, or everybody do a barrel roll, or everybody, you know, whoever can boost the longest is the winner of this, and everybody has to do at least 10 meters of boosting. And, you know, that was cool. That was pretty fun. And I got to say that I really liked when, what was it? The way that you got new cars, by new cars would just show up around the city, and you had to hunt them down.
Like, just after you wrecked them, you could get one for yourself?
Yeah, like it would just be like after a certain, when you reach a certain level, it'd just be like, hey, this car's driving around the city. And, like, you wouldn't tell you where or anything like that. You'd just be, like, driving around and be like, all right, what am I going to do next? And then you'd hear, be like, that's him. And you just, like, drop whatever you're holding and just run after him. And it's like going on the hunt. It's like, there's some reference I can make here, but I forget what it is.
It's kind of like Phantom Brave. Because, like, you summon phantoms in that game.
Right.
Which, you know, like, I don't know, the one dude, Ash, is a phantom because, like, he died, but some other dude's dying wish was, like, save this kid's life. It didn't quite work out, so he just kind of hangs around as a ghost dude.
Oh, okay.
But you can recruit other phantoms after you go out and kick the shit out of things.
Right.
So they become phantoms.
And then you can get them as phantom friends.
Yeah.
Buddies.
Like, you go out and murder a bunch of Scrabbits, and then, like, you get back to the island, and it's like, Scrabbit, now available! And I'm like, I think I did a bad thing.
That's an interesting take on it. But yeah, Hot Pursuit is a return to the PS2 style of Burnout games, which is weird, because it's a Need for Speed game. But it's like, it's like Need for Speed, but Criterion and DICE, so actually Burnout. When you kill another racer, it's called a takedown.
Yeah.
But, you know,
when you use a full boost gauge without hitting anything, you just go all the way through, it's called a burnout.
Well, I think you get the burnout. Well, yeah, if they call it the burnout achievement, I guess that works, but that's part of the metagame. You have to see the face I'm making to understand my opinion on metagame.
They call it a burnout. What's your problem? It's an achievement, and I don't like that.
Well, They did a lot of things in it to make you, it's admirable, because they've done a lot of things to focus on the cops and robbers aspect. Like, really, the ones where you're, like, just a cop racing through, or the ones where you're just a speeder, you know, having a normal race with people, those are, like, sort of bland, and I prefer to skip them. And the best ones is, like, Hot Pursuit, Gauntlet, and Interceptor. Because Gauntlet and Interceptor is you're either the single racer or the single cop going after the single racer. And it's like, can you survive and make it to the end, or can you kill this mofo in the quickest time? And that's super cool. And then Hot Pursuit is just like you're a cop, these guys are racing, kill the entire starting grid in order to win.
Yeah, I like how it's like cops and robbers with supercars. And also the cops want to run you off the road and off a cliff.
Well, it's kind of like Mad Max, because you're like the high-speed unit Interceptor. And they have all those little opening cutscenes where it's like, we're the normal cops and we suck at this. And you're just like, all right, Interceptor here. Get out of here, boys.
I got this.
And you just like shoot past them in your Corvette cop car. or your Zonda cop car.
Zonda. I thought you used like the Mustang all the time.
I do, except I'm thinking about going back to the Crown Victoria, because, yo, classic style, old school. But they went, and it's more like a Burnout game, because it's like, it's just a race, here's some roads, it is a big list of events on which you need to get gold medals to win, and over time, you get better cars. And that's what the old Burnout games were, and that's what I was jonesing for, I think. For a new game in that style that I had not 100%ed yet. But I mean, like, you know, they focus on this cop aspect by, like, when you're not in one of those cool races, you don't have the power-ups that really mix things up. You don't have... If you are a speeder, you see health bars over the cops. If you're a cop, you see health bar over the speeders. There's never... If you're a speeder, you can kill your, like, fellow speeders, but they never tell you, like, if you're doing well on that. They're really trying to say, hey, you shouldn't really bother with them. Go after the cops, but really, you guys are just focused on speed. I don't know. It's kind of just focused.
Yeah. Not having, you know, not actually having played that game, I'm very satisfied by it.
Yeah. The only thing that's a little weird is just the way the world looks, Because...
Yeah?
Well, because, like, you know, every road, like, this entire peninsula seems to be flat with, mm-hmm. like, here's an observatory, I think this is an airport, and here's one section of jungle so that you can have a shortcut that splits into, like, three or four paths.
Okay.
Also, there's a bridge. But, like, every place you go has that sort of Montana feel where it's, like, the sky opens up, it is you in the road, eventually you will have to turn, but don't worry about that right now. And while that's a good feeling, it's kind of weird when that feeling is carries over from the desert to, like, you know, the forest area and the farm area and the industrial area and the mountain. It's kind of weird when you have that on the mountain, and somehow they pull it off, and that's a little disorienting.
I like the part where you went from, like, racing, like, Oceanside, like, straight into Snowy Mountain.
Yeah.
It was all, like, sunny and palm trees and then Alps.
Yeah, that's something that this game will do to you. Just pull you across.
It's like that scene in
the Italian Job?
Thermal energy, vital
Lost
suits.
Planet.
Lost Planet. It's like that scene in Lost Planet.
It's like that scene in Vital Suits. Vital Suits could be its own game.
I want Vital Suits to be its own game.
But yeah, Hot Pursuit, if you like just going fast, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's... Maybe I need more people to get it. Maybe I need more friends. Because it does its cool thing about, like, if you... It sort of builds, like, friend recommendations based on the people you already know. And so you can kind of, like, in-game create a chain of, like, well, this person has this game, and this person has this game, and eventually you populate your own friend list with people with this game in order to facilitate having high scores for this game.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'm thinking about trying that out, but I need to see my list full of gold, man. That's first and foremost. Then I'll play with that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, Hot Pursuit. I saw Tron last night.
Hold on. No, you're done. You're done with things right now.
Nope,
my turn. I got two things. I just realized.
That's like the last review thing. Okay,
okay.
Fine.
This is the thing that I just realized. Somebody come play Lost Planet 2 on the PC. Please.
Because they need to come play it on the Xbox, please.
No.
Yeah.
No, come play it on the PC with me.
Come play it on the Xbox with me.
No.
We're the only ones who want to play this game.
And we have it on different systems.
We may have pooped just a little on this one.
I don't have an Xbox. Deal with it. No, I want someone to play the competitive, because, like, I want to shoot at people in giant robots.
Yeah! I want to play VS Viper mode.
Like, there are a lot of fucking maps and content and stuff for the competitive that no one ever plays. And when people do play the competitive, they're like, no, we want to play on this fucking speedball course and shoot each other with rifles.
Cause
I'm like,
the
why
internet.
Don't you guys like giant robots that transform into tanks in, like, this sweet, giant, snowy, mountainous shenanigans map? And they're like, because we're laid dumb.
Oh, I guess that explains it. Is it cheap yet? When it comes down to, like, $15, I will get it on the PC. Also, when I get back to a PC that can play actual games.
Yeah, there's that.
Like, this laptop used to be nice. Now, I'm totally sick of it.
I thought you recently upgraded it.
No, I upgraded my desktop.
Oh.
Which is not near me anymore. Alright, so there's that.
And that's my thing.
Oh,
your turn again.
So I saw Tron last night.
Okay.
Movie's glowy.
Can we just say, like, biodigital jazz, man, for, like, 5 minutes?
Yes! Oh, I forget. Was he the guy who was in The Big Lebowski?
Yes, he's
okay. Because
And they wanted him to rehash that in Tron for some reason.
Okay, so now am I double wrong here, or was he also the guy in True Grit?
He was also the guy in True Grit.
This guy.
And, what was the movie about, like, the country singer? Wild Heart? Crazy Heart. He was Crazy Heart.
Yeah, like, I care about that.
Yeah.
I care about guns and computers and what was that thing in the middle?
Slackers? White Russians?
Bowling teams? Maybe Russians.
Russians are fucking delicious.
Give me a blue Hawaiian, and then a big sumo guy walks in, and he's all depressed, and he's like, never mind, how about a fuzzy navel? And then he lifts up his shirt.
Oh, no!
But yeah, that movie was really pretty.
Yeah. The music was pretty alright.
Daft Punk was in the bar scene. It's, yeah. And, you know, like, whatever.
A weird, robot David Bowie was kind of out of place.
Yeah, it's okay. He was only around for a little bit, and then he got his comeuppance.
Yeah, then he exploded.
He reminded me a bit of the Merovingian from Reloaded.
Except if the Merovingian was David Bowie.
David Bowie. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I would play an airplane version of Light Cycles. That's...
Yeah, that scene was... That whole thing was pretty cool.
Like, I was like, I think that exists because it was like that 3D ever-repeating version of Light Cycles that was Cubes.
Oh, yeah. Cubes is cool.
I guess, it's kind of like that, except this one is a bit bendy and, you know, like... airplane classes and stuff. Well, I'll block a little bit and go fast.
The lack of right angles with the light cycles.
Well,
I don't know, man.
Even in Armageddon, you can actually do that. There's, an options... It's, in an INI file somewhere. You can be, how many degrees do you turn when you turn? And it's just by default 90. Set to 90. But I set it to 16 once. That was kind of awkward.
Didn't, you make a map with, curved walls and shit, and then, had a 30-degree turn?
I did.
That was alright.
Yeah, I don't think I ever got anybody to play on it, because whatever.
I think I played on it, but I never figured out how to change it from 90 degrees, so that map was really hard to play on.
Ah.
That stage.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm down with it. I like the fact that they said, it's Light Cycles... And at first, it's going to look like what you used to know, but now we're going to put, levels and stuff in it, and...
Yeah. I'm not actually, salty about that, because it was really cool.
It's just, it was weird. Not only did they update the graphics, but they updated the idea of what the games were.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tron. It's what everybody was saying. It is a pretty movie that doesn't really have a story to it, but...
It's really pretty and kind of dumb.
But that's also what they said about 9, which I completely agree with, except that I like to look at visions of cyberspace much better than I like to
look
at... Which
one was 9? Was that the one with the Sack Kids?
Yeah, that was the one with...
I thought that movie was alright.
It was alright, but, you know, it was kind of the same deal. It's like, wow, it's kind of pretty, there's a bit of a story, but mainly you go to look at it and be kind of awed by it.
Yeah, it was just wow, this is a lot of really cool shit I'm looking at right now.
I will say there was I guess it was 10-second clip of when he's creating Clue, and they're just standing there on the completely empty grid, and I'm like, that is where I want to be. It is an empty place, and there I will build a city by myself, possibly with myself.
And then make kind of a janky CGI version of myself.
Yeah. Man.
His face.
Something about his hair looked a bit
plastic. It made sense in a way, because he was a construct.
Yeah.
So it's okay for him to look artificial. So
I don't
whatever.
Know. I mean, maybe it was just sort of the projector we were watching it on, but he didn't look only in a couple of scenes did he look particularly fake.
I don't know, on the big screen, in the movie theater.
Yeah.
He looked weird.
I bet. But yeah, I only had paid $250 to see it, so that's cool.
That's cool.
And
you got to hear him say biodigital jazz, man.
Yeah, and he was some sort of Zen master. And they showed a go board for a second because symbolism, maybe?
Yeah.
It's I thought they were going to go somewhere with that. And then the other guy's
out,
your move. And then it's game over, man.
Game over,
jazz.
Man. I like all that deep Asian stuff.
Oh. Okay. That's that.
Okay. So the other day, Crysis 2 came out, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about Crysis, and you were all like, it's like a game where you look down iron sights. And I was like, oh, no, I hear it was pretty cool. But neither of us had actually played it, so whatever. Right. So I went and started playing Crysis.
Okay.
Game's pretty all right.
Yeah.
Like, I've mostly been playing it as a stealth game.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I started it, and I was like, well, better put it on difficult. Actually, no, better put it on Delta, which is, like, the most difficult. Because, like, I don't know if it actually changes, like, how much damage you take and stuff. Because, you know, it has little descriptors under the different modes where it's like, you know, easy mode. You know, enemies speak English, and you can fire the weapons on, you know, a car from the driver's seat and stuff. And then you go to Delta mode, and it's like, no crosshair. Must be in gunner seat to fire guns. Enemies speak Korean. Your binoculars suck for some reason.
Huh. That's interesting.
So, like, I've been enjoying it. Because, like, it's the same sort of structure that Far Cry had. It's just like, okay, you're in this jungle. There is something you need to do over there. In between is a bunch of roads and guards and, like, I don't know, in roadblocks and emplacements and stuff. Get your way over there. Do the thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with that sort of, like, sequence. Because I've heard, you know, a lot of people enjoy Far Cry for, you know, whatever issues they say there is. They always seem to say that they enjoy it. I love friggin' Just Cause 2, except that sort of you parachute all over all of those things in between. But still, that's super fun. I mean, Crysis 2 looks more different from Crysis regular.
The first?
Yeah. Well, it seems to be a much more linear experience.
I don't know.
Which, I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I'm just saying it's like, okay, here's, you know, the first level, this first section. Don't bother looking back. We're moving on to the next thing now. And it's never just like you have to crisscross your way across an island or anything. Whoa.
Well, this one's kind of just like, okay, you're on an island. Here's the point you need to get to. And the massive gray area in between. So it's like, yes, you are directed towards one goal. And I guess that's linearity, which is a bad word, I guess. Except
there's nothing
not
wrong with linearity. Especially if you want to tell a story in your game.
Yeah. But like, the armor powers are super cool.
What kind of powers do you get in the first game anyway? Because I saw the ones in the second game.
You got a maximum defense, which lets you you have an energy bar and a health bar, right?
Right.
And the maximum defense lets you use the energy bar as a second health bar, basically. You've got maximum speed, which lets you run really fast.
Okay.
And it lets you make, like, super fast melee attacks, just like, bow, bow, bow.
Oh, okay.
You've got maximum power, which lets you punch shit really hard, jump up buildings, and throw people.
Okay, that sounds pretty neat.
And then you have cloak, which lets you cloak.
Yeah, cloaking, that's cool.
But, like, you use those in combination, where it's like, okay, I'm like, there was this part where I had to, like, infiltrate this compound and get this hostage out, like, in the first fucking chapter or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, I was going about it, I was like, okay, gotta get down there, like, I was scoping the place out, okay, there's guards there, they got a machine gun nest there, doop, doop, doop. So the first time I'm just like, yeah, fuck it, I'll just walk in. So, like, I cloak and I'm sneaking in and I walk into a minefield and I'm fucking dead anyway.
okay.
So then another time, like, the second time around, I, like, sniped out a couple guys to draw their attention, and then cloaked and, like, ran across this mountain. So, like, I could just still see them just, like, laying down fire where I was. So I was like, okay, I'm going to sneak in the back. And then it was just this total, like, stealth game experience where I was, like, you know, cloaking, moving 10 feet, and then crouching behind a wall, throwing smoke grenades and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, this is really awesome right now.
Does seem pretty awesome, actually. Like, but I mean, it also seems like that game is, you know, the idea was sort of like open to playstyle interpretations. So yeah. Somebody like me would come in and be like, "Well, I'm cloaked now. Now I'm standing in front of this guy and laughing a little bit, and now everybody has been machine gunned."
When you can't shoot when you're cloaked. Sorry.
Oh. Can you just not shoot?
Well,
like,
you can, but it will break your cloak.
Yeah, I mean that's but. At that point, I'm in their face already firing. So, I'm okay with that.
You die surprisingly fast in that game.
Even though you're in some sort of superpower nano suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because, like, you know, the only time it actually gives you defense is when you're in maximum defense.
Yeah, I guess.
Only say it like that because Norio Wakamoto does the voice of the suit in the Japanese version.
Oh, okay.
I kind of just want to, like, find the sound files for that and put them in.
That would be pretty cool.
So I can just be like, a maximum speed.
I could do that in, do some Team Fortress Mike's fan like that.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I'm not really into that anymore. But yeah, it's cool, because, like, you know, you cloak, you get into this camp, you grab somebody, you turn on maximum power, you jump on top of a building, and then you throw him at his friends. Then you turn on maximum speed, and suddenly you're halfway across town, and they're just like, what the fuck happened? Who is that demon?
Tell me, how much does it feel, and you're going to say not really at all, but how much does it feel like Ava Arena?
When you're running really fast? Kind of a lot.
Okay, okay.
Because you run really fast in Ava Arena?
Because you're in speed mode.
Aside from that, not so much.
Okay.
Man, Ava Arena.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, almost playable.
Yeah. And then they kind of disappeared. But I think I still have, like, a zip file for it somewhere. So that's cool. That's a thing.
You should put that in the Dropbox. UT again.
Dropbox, yeah.
Can you play UT on your laptop?
I can. Plays UT just fine. We should play some UT sometime. I think there's something about that style of... Because if I say sandbox game, I think of GTA. And GTA wasn't very fun.
Yeah.
To me.
No, this is... I definitely say this is a sandbox game. Because, like, they give you some tools, mostly guns, but also, like, grabbing and throwing things. Like, you can just pick up dumpsters and shit and throw them at people. Or, like... throw them into gas stations to blow them up and stuff. Like, you know, there's stuff in the environment to play with. You know, you have the tools like your speed and your cloak and your super jumps.
I almost feel like maybe toy box is a better description because, like, because that was really the problem with the older GTA games. Like, yeah, you could go around, you could go and get some food, or even, I guess, modern GTA games. It's like, you can grab a car, you can drive around, you can do the missions.
You can get a hamburger.
Whatever order you want, you get your food, you go paint a car, whatever. That's fine. Maybe you find some collectibles around the city just because you gotta throw some of them in, otherwise it's not a video game. But, you know,
it's not like you ever make anything. You're not making a sandcastle.
Not even make thing, but, like, the environment itself is very static. Like,
yeah, that's why those games bored the shit out of me. Like, nothing you do ever changes anything.
Well, not even about, like, any sort of grand scale of changing, but just, like, if I tie a rocket to a guy, and then I fire the rocket, that guy should go away. You know, and that's why Just Cause 2 is nice. It lets you touch your environment, rather than just having it be a very large backdrop that you have to wander through.
Yeah, but then, like, you know, in GTA, you can come out of your house in the morning or whatever and steal the same car every morning because they always, you know, it's always parked right there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know...
Even after you steal it and drive it into the ocean.
I don't know exactly what you need to do in order to sort of get this feeling from a game because I like Assassin's Creed and, you know, maybe it's just, like, the guards are the things to play with. Because that kill chaining thing is really fun, and I like to get a whole bunch of guys and then kill them all at once with their own weapons.
I mostly like parkouring.
Parkouring is also pretty fun. But it's just not like, you know... I still say you could really, like, optimize on an Assassin's Creed / Left 4 Dead kind of game. Because then it's like, alright, parkour up this wall, now close down these buildings, now, you know, jump over this thing of zombies. I don't know. I guess it's always good to just have sort of a negative force who you don't mind fucking around with.
Mm-hmm.
Because even something like Saints Row 2, I was bored one day and I was like, I wonder, now that I'm in the end game, how high can I get my wanted level? And I just stood like in the middle of a park with a machine gun and I had to shoot like 200 civilians before I got like a 3-star wanted level. And I feel kind of bad because it's like, I don't want to shoot any more civilians, but I really want to find out what happens. Game, what are you doing to me?
Yeah.
And it's like, although, but like, it's fun when like the 1 in 500 civilian is the old person with the oxygen tank, and then you can make them explode. Something about exploding just in forms is always exciting, because that disrupts a lot of things. I don't know, man. But yeah, Crysis 2 looks like it's also pretty fun, a bit more directed, but...
I haven't actually seen anything about Crysis 2. I hear it takes place in a city.
They got
New York City.
Got a quick look on Giant Bomb. You should check it out. I like that they do the quick looks, because it's not like a review, it's not a preview, or... I mean, I guess it is, kind of. But it's just kind of like, hey...
Here's this thing.
We're going to play a little bit of this game, so you actually get an idea of what it's like to play this game, rather than us trying to tell you our experiences of playing it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, when you watch somebody play something, you can see how you would do things differently. When somebody tells you about how they played it, you only know about... They can only express to you what they saw.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got a couple every week, so that's cool.
Yeah, I should follow Giant Bomb more than I do.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, look at my Google Reader every once in a while and be like, oh shit, there's 4 Giant Bomb casts that I haven't listened to, and they're all 3 hours long. Well.
See, that's why I'm lucky, because I sort boxes for 3 hours a day, 3 days a week.
I sort boxes all day, every day.
I'm sorry, officer. I'm used to the speed at which we push boxes on the Sokoban.
Wasn't that puzzle game where you push boxes?
It was. That's why I make that joke, because it's Sokoban, a bit like Autobahn.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I grew up on that game.
What's the next thing
man?
You wanted to talk about, Nick? You said you had like a million.
Yeah. Well, Crysis, you know, I was talking about Crysis, and watching Crysis made me want to play Blacklight, because I wanted to tear down some iron sights.
Yeah.
So I thought we could... Let's be honest, it's kind of a post-mortem on Blacklight.
Yeah.
Blacklight
was this game that existed for, like, maybe a month.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I'm kind of sad, because it runs kind of crappily on my laptop, when there's really no reason for it. Like, the game... Like, lowest settings, the game still seems pretty jaggy, and yet it doesn't look nice. There's not, like, a lot going on.
Yeah, what the hell engine is that game, like, even running on? I don't even know.
Maybe they built it in their own? I don't know. I said something on Twitter that was like, hey, Blacklight 2 is going to be free to play. That'll be awesome. They were like, hey, did you like Blacklight 1? And I was like, yeah, I played it.
Yeah, so Blacklight was this game that was, like, it was on PC, it was on the Xbox, it was a downloadable title. It was, like, a team shooter, kind of like, you know, Team Deathmatch, Team Last Man Standing, other modes that no one ever fucking played.
Yeah.
It had, like, this kind of near-futuristic East European milieu that was pretty cool, because, like, you know, you got to look, like, futuristic, you know, not futuristic, like...
See,
guys in cool body armor with glowing bits on them in shitty rundown cities, and that's a cool visual thing.
I mean, I liked Killzone.
Yeah. So. And you got, like... sorry. Little bits of augmented reality stuff you can use. Like, you can turn on this visor that lets you see where all the bad dudes are.
Like...
Vaguely.
Like there are two bullet points that I would use to sort of describe this game. The first one is you can, you know, customize your gun, which basically lets you pick what your iron sight will be.
And more than that, dude.
Well, I mean, there's a lot more than that, but, like, I don't... Like, maybe, you know, I'm only, like, level 7 because playing on my laptop is a chore because of how crappily it runs.
Mm-hmm.
But, like if I was playing it on my desktop and it was super smooth, I'm sure I would enjoy this a lot more.
And people still played it.
I don't mind playing that, like, Black Ops co-op mode, because I like running down corridors and shooting guys, and, you know.
Nah, it's really boring.
Yeah, it's really boring, but when I tried playing the online, I just died all the time, and being dead is kind of boring.
Well, be better at video games.
I'd love to.
Bam! I tried playing this game, but it wasn't really fun because I suck at it. Anyway.
That was the other thing about the Crysis 2 multiplayer. It seems like you die right away in that game.
Yeah, like I was saying, like, you can't take a lot of hits.
Yeah. Kind of, seems kind of awkward for somebody where, like, that's why Crackdown seemed interesting, because you're like, you're a cop, you're a super cop. You probably
won't
die.
Yeah, like, throwing buses at people.
Go ahead and dick around. It's okay. We want you to. But yeah, Blacklight. I really like, but, like, it's like, there's gun customization, and they're, like, specifically gun. There's more customization on your gun than on your character.
Yes.
And there is a smoke grenade, which doesn't release smoke, but just gives other people's vision a blue screen of death.
Yeah, that's like, really
that
cool.
That is how I would describe this
game.
It's
like, I'm going to reboot your head. Like, you can force people's eyes to reboot themselves. That's pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah, but, like, the way the gun customization works is, like, it's not just, like, you know, slapping different bits of, you know, stuff on it. It's just like, oh, maybe I want an underbarrel launcher now. It's like, well, you know, do I want the assault barrel or do I want the CQB barrel? What kind of stock do I want? Do I want, like, the lightweight magazine or do I want this one? It's like, it's actually some pretty substantial stuff that can give you a pretty, like, you know, wide range of what an assault rifle works like.
Well, because it's, like, there's those three bars, which is, like, speed, health, and fire rate. Mm-hmm. And, like, every different bit of equipment that you put on your gun will change that. Like, so it's not just an aesthetic change, but it's, like, there's, like, a stat difference. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have enough parts to really tell if it'll change, like also things like weapon spread or reload time or anything like that.
It does.
I figure it does, but just, like, I don't have enough to notice a difference yet. Yeah. But it's all, I don't know, I just like being able to change it and just being like, this is my loadout, this is my gun, this is my gun. There are none others like it.
Yeah. And then you also get to, like, put little lucky charms on them.
Yeah.
Which, they have only slight effects, but, like, you know, you also get to put, like, you know, fuzzy dice off the side of your gun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of them have significant effect. I mean, one gave me, like, a significant boost to health. At least I thought it was significant. But, and then it's like, you make your loadout, so you can just pick, you can, like, load out with, like, oh, I'm gonna have, like, a submachine gun, a shotgun, an assault rifle, and a sniper rifle, and then I will change loadouts in-game as it calls for it. Or it'll be like, I will have four different assault rifles, each that behave differently, but in the end are all assault rifles.
Yeah.
This is what I will do in this game, who am I joking?
I don't know, when we were playing the other day, like, for a second, like, it didn't make a lot of sense to me, because I was like, okay, I need an assault rifle. Wait, I made my assault rifle kind of like a marksman rifle thing. This isn't what I want. Oh, right, my SMG was an assault rifle.
Yeah. And it works, because, you know, the base sort of gun will have some of its own things, and then you kind of just, you can push it whatever way you want it, really.
Yeah.
And I also, like, that's kind of what I wanted from a game like Borderlands.
Yeah.
Because, like, Borderlands is like, we have a billion different guns, and it's just like, okay, but they're really kind of just loot, and some of them have no difference at all. Whereas in Blacklight, if you, like, because enemies' guns will also be, like, semi-randomly customized as well.
And then, you know, other players' guns online are just whatever the fuck they built.
Yeah. So it's like, if your gun runs out of ammo and you don't have time to, you know, find an ammo drop to get some back, and you just pick up another gun, like, it just says, you know, pick up SMG or pick up assault rifle. But, you know, it could be a wildly different gun from somebody else's SMG. And that's kind of, like, that's cool. Like, that is like picking up different guns and having some real, like, variance. Because, and you know, sometimes through that you may end up using something that you might not have otherwise used. Or you might, you know, and learn whether you like it and you try to incorporate it, or you don't like it and you never touch it again.
It allows for the players to express themselves through firearms.
Which, I know it's super nerdy, but that's why I still like Nerf guns, because they've been putting tack rails and shit on there. And, like, I don't know. They just sit in my room, but they look really cool because they got all these dingly bobs that don't mean anything on them.
Cool.
One last thing with Blacklight is that, was it guns? Was it reminds me of Tim's old idea of,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Because, like, a game where everything that your character is entirely based on his gun. And it's like, if you kill dudes, you can pick up a part of their, like, gun system. And so, like, you start with your, like, little level one pistol, and then eventually you, like, find enough parts to make an assault rifle. It's not, you know, it's definitely not exactly like that, but I feel sort of an effort out there that it's like, you know, the people don't matter. The guns do matter. Like, you know, it's kind of like a racing game in that, like, who the person is expressed by how their car is. Except, you know, when you look at in a racing game like that, it's like, well, they are essentially their car, because there's never a part where we're outside of the car, and I never really get to drive their car unless they specifically give it to me. Whereas in this game, it's sort of like, well, I've killed
this
man.
You can murder somebody and find out, you know,
who they were through use of their gun. It's like, I wonder what they liked before I took their life away from them. A bit dark, but that's an interesting to have in a game.
Yeah.
I like that feeling. I like the fact that it's based on guns. I would like to see something like that. Like, did you ever play Dip Rip?
Dip Rip.
It's kind of like...
Was that the one that was kind of like Car Deathmatch?
Yeah.
I think I played that like once.
Okay. Well, have you ever played any of those games? Twisted Metal, Vigilante 8, whatever?
Yeah,
you
must I played some Twisted Metal.
Okay. I kind of like... I'm sure you could get a similar feeling out of one of those games if it's like, well, you're going to build your own car, and then, you know...
And then you're going to mount a flamethrower to the hood.
Yeah. Or even something like, it's easier with guns, because when people drop guns, they die. It's harder to do it with vehicles, because usually when vehicles die, they explode.
Yeah.
So that's why even something like... Well, that's why sometimes I wish MechWarrior was a bit more like Mech Assault, where it had that mechanic of, like...
Of, like, hopping out and...
Jump out and steal other people's. But, you know, it's an interesting feeling in games. I like it. It is a chance both for the player to express themselves and to customize, which, you know, big fan.
I don't know, you can get that shit in, like, Forza, maybe. Like, if Jesse just, like, sent you a car that he had tuned to his liking, you'd probably be like, what is this? This is undrivable.
We do that sometimes. He was like, here, Nick, I'm going to fix your car for you. And then I said, why did you do this? I always hit walls now. Then again, that was my car that didn't turn to begin with, and he made it so I could turn, but you have to slow down to turn, and I don't slow down even less than I turn.
I should get an Xbox so that I can play Forza, because I like the idea of tuning cars and shit, and also so I can play Armored Core 5 when that comes out.
It's not a bad thing to get.
But yeah, I don't have money.
Why not? You work.
I just lent my dad a bunch of money.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Like $300.
I hear... You're not the first person I hear who says that lately. Maybe it says something. But I mean, okay.
The
I
had two economy.
I had two other things, which were APB and Spiral Knights.
Oh, man.
I mean, we could probably cut it here, talk about at least one of those later. Like, I want to play some more Spiral Knights, like, get to the real town before we talk about it, I guess.
Yeah. But
and
just
APB.
A teaser. Hey, remember All Points Bulletin? That game with, like, the really cool customization, but kind of a shitty pay model and also kind of jank gameplay. Well, it's been picked up by Gamers First, and they're going to be releasing it as a free-to-play thing. They're currently in beta. Like, I think they just did the third wave of closed beta, and they just set up, like, servers in Europe, and they're going to be opening up some kind of, you know, open thing shortly.
Yeah.
So look out for that.
That's going to be... I don't know. The pay model that they had was actually kind of neat. I think the problem was that the game was basically unplayable because of how they made, like, level ups and weapon equipment and matchmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was pure garbage, and like only the people who were in it at the very beginning and just kept playing it were the only people who could play it from then on. Which is, you know, kind of sad, but free to play. That means it's under our purview. Also, what were we going to be? E Street Ballers?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't see any reason why we couldn't, like, run a gang and an enforcer gang.
Okay. But yeah, I'm super pumped for that, because everything about that game was pretty cool. It's like, alright, we're going to run around and shoot people, and then we're going to drive cars and shoot people, and then we're going to paint the ever-living fuck out of everything, including the cars, guns, and people.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I can't wait for that. I'm sure we will have more coverage when it comes out. And yeah, that'll do it for this week before we quite hit an hour.
Okie dokie.
If you would like to send
us feedback...
I haven't
had breakfast.
You can send it to us at podcast@alikustudios.net. Alikustudios.net is the website where you can find show notes and download the show and get links to the stuff that we talked about. You can also see our other podcasts, read some comics. If Jesse gives me a thumbs up, I'll put that new EP he put out on the website, although I think he wants me to do that anyway. You can find us on Facebook, like us there. You can find us on Twitter, at Oliku. You can... what's that other thing? You can find us on iTunes. Leave us a review. Tell us that we're cool and populate our stats or something. I don't know. Somebody tell me how you make people know your shit. I apparently don't know how to do that.
I don't know.
I saw you, like, retumble the thing. That was cool.
Yeah. I don't think it got any notes.
No, it didn't.
Meanwhile, I posted a picture the other day that got, like, 40. I finally made it big, guys.
Yo, that's what happened with my shark thing.
Really?
I posted Sailor Shark, and then I just watched the notes pile up, and it got, like, maybe, like, 20, 25, somewhere in that area.
Damn, son, you're coming out strong.
It was cool. Anyway. Like, thing came out, and then another one said it, and then a third guy said it, and then, like, seven more people said it, so apparently I hit somebody popular.
Yeah.
So I should draw more weird things, is what this tells me.
You should draw more sharks.
I do like sharks.
You should just draw dogs all day.
Dog sharks. All right, that's enough for today.
Say that again?
Queen of Shire.